Blog Talk Radio.
Barbecue Superstars, Killer Bees broadcast. We have a 2012 SBN Team of the Year, and we're proud to be on Barbecue Superstars, talking to all the teams and promoters and everything. Everything that has to do with barbecue, we're proud to promote. And we're sponsored by Royal Oak Charcoal, also Butcher Barbecue, Injections and Rubs. We've got Phoenix Printing on board. We have Southern Q Smokers, quality smokers at a reasonable price. Several grand championships been won off them, and even the Team of the Year. We'd also like to thank Barrel Mass Barbecue Superstars for having us on the show. And a couple other sponsors I'd like to mention is Jeff Campbell from Wicked Q. We use his sauce on the pork and everything. Great sauce. He just took Reserve Grand down in Florida at the Lakeland Pig Fest down there. And I want to give a shout out to Dan Hickson and Three Eyes Barbecue Team for pulling out a grand championship. Definitely starting where they left off last year, and they've got a really strong start in the Team of the Year points already, so hats off to them. Hopefully it's not a one and done for them, but anyway, just want to send out congratulations to all those guys. On a really good weekend. We've also got a special show tonight. We have Troy Black from the Sam's Club series calling in tonight, and we'll be talking to him about what's going on this year in the Sam's Club. You know, it's always an exciting event. You have the locals, then you have the regionals, and then you go to the nationals, and everybody says the nationals is something to make it to. Even if you don't win it, it's just a really nice sight that the Sam's people really put on a hell of a show and show their appreciation for all the cookers cooking in their series. And, of course, we don't mind a whole lot either because there's a lot of money involved in that. So we're looking forward to competing in that again. We've also got Audrey Evans, the publisher, editor, the writer, the photographer, the printer. She does it all for Barbecue Towns. I just give her a hard time. We love her to death. She does a great job. She keeps up with all the action throughout the barbecue world and everything. And she's got a contest coming up in Perry called Pigs and Wings that they put on. It's going to be a GBA, but the other two categories will be chicken and brisket, which is not normal GBA. So you could actually win the GBA and win the whole contest. A lot of prize money down there. Looking forward to doing that one in about 3 weeks. So she'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later on. And hopefully, if Mark Breen from Cereal Gorillas can make it back in time from basketball game, we'll try to have him on. He's the number one team in quesadillas and pork. And he's always been a strong brisket cook. And where he came out with pork this year, I don't know. I don't know if he even knows. But we'll try to find out later on in the show to see what's going on with them and see what's new for them. What else is in the news? Not a whole lot going on in the barbecue world. We have a contest coming up in Augusta. The Augusta Winest One is the first ESPN event of the year. We'll be competing in that. Of course, it's a local charity. And I also want to put a plug in for another local event. It's literally almost in my backyard. The Papa Joe's Banjo Biki. It's put on by AB Beverage here in Augusta. And we're looking forward to doing that one. It's usually about $40,000 prize money. And we, you know, we get a lot of teams in here for that. So we're looking forward to doing that one also. So anyway, we are live. And waiting for Troy to call in, see what he has to say about the Sam's Club. And he's been a little under the weather. I think he said he had the flu, but hopefully he can make it in. So this year looks like to be a promising year for everybody competing this year. There's going to be a lot more teams involved. A lot more people have sponsors. I saw the other day that Randall Bowman from his smoker company, I can't even think of the name of it, from off the hand, Deep South Smoker. Sorry about that, Randall. He has got a, if you go to Facebook or online or whatever, deepsouthsmokers.com, he's got a sponsorship deal he's working with teams on. The really good sponsorship is Dual Chamber Smokers. They're really well-built. And he's looking for a few teams to call in and hopefully set up a you know, set up a sponsorship deal for them, and we'll go from there. We got Roger Wise calling in. And we're going to, from Pick and Porkers, we're going to send him a little message on which phone number to call into. And we'll see if we can get Roger in down here and talk about. We've got some exciting new series coming up. We've got one in North Carolina, got a Western North Carolina Championship Series, which is going to entail Tryon, a new one this year, Maggie Valley, and Franklin, North Carolina. Then they have the Old South Series, I believe. It's going to include, let me get this right, it'll include Kings Mountain, Lexington. It'll include Kannapolis, which is a new one this year, from Kannapolis, North Carolina. And then it'll all end up in Salisbury, North Carolina, for the Sear Take the Old North Series, I think is what it's called, barbecue series. They've got payouts for Grand Reserve Grand. And they're securing payouts for the next three also. And here in our great state of Georgia, we also have a contest coming up with the GBC. And with no further ado, we have D. Troy Black from the Sam's Club series, the inventor of it. Troy, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Jim. I could be a little bit better, buddy. I've got the flu.
Yeah, you were a little perkier, and then you messaged me back earlier and said you had the flu. So we'll just, however long you can talk would be great. We've got some serious crap going on, and I had it a couple weeks ago, so I know what you're going through, brother.
Yeah, well, thanks. So we're 2 weeks away from getting this year started down in Tampa. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, hopefully you get the flu out of the way by then. You'll be going strong by then, won't you?
Yes, I will. Well, golly, I don't think I've got a weekend off until May. And that weekend, my youngest daughter's graduating from high school, so I wouldn't be anywhere but her graduation for that weekend.
Well, that's good. Now, do you usually set up the series in certain states, or is it a board that sets that up, or how does all that work?
Our scheduling each year is done, it starts with me. I route the schedule, pick the cities, and then it goes through a host of internal folks at headquarters at Sam's Club. And, you know, certain cities that I might choose initially might not have a suitable club for various reasons. You know, some properties are owned by Sam's Club. Some of them are leased, and some of those leases don't allow, you know, events to be held in their parking lot. So those type of things are scrutinized, and adjustments are made, and finally routing is done after a final city selection is done, and we just start connecting the dots for ease of travel for our logistical team that travels from, you know, spot to spot with a truck.
Right. Well, I noticed last year you did kind of like a big loop of the country, and it looks like you can get a rhyme or reason by it. But this year you're kind of doing a few in this area and a few in this area and coming back over here. And you crisscrossed a little bit more this year than you did last year, but that's why I was wondering how it was all set up.
Yeah, it's all and a lot of it is based also on weather. You know, and that first year we did this, there was nothing done to think about the temperatures in the summertime and where we were going to be. And we had six weekends in a row over 105 degrees. And so, you know, and I didn't have a lot to do with that schedule either.
Yeah.
And, you know, so.
Did you burst in the flames running your box up or not?
Yeah, you know, so last year, you know, was the first year we had a schedule. We tried to route it and put it in places where the chances of us being in extreme heat were very slim. And we only had one weekend where it got over 100 degrees last year, and that happened to be in Detroit, Michigan, of all places. But we had very pleasant weather temperature-wise at all the other locations. We had a couple, three weekends where we had some rain to deal with and one pretty heavy storm system in Greensboro, North Carolina that we dealt with early in the year that destroyed our judging tents and several team tents. But, you know, those are the things you just, you know, you deal with on a weekend basis.
Yeah, well, you figure how many events was that, though, and you may have had two or three that were, you know, non-compliant weather-wise. But,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing 31 of these in a year, you know, so to have three wet weekends, I'll take those numbers.
That's right. Those are pretty good odds. You can go to Vegas with those and come back a millionaire, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
So how did the Sam's Club come about? I know you had a big hand in it, and a lot of people, you know, kind of want to know, you know, kind of like how it all got started and everything. I know you got to have a big backer like Sam's or somebody like that to pull this thing off. And I mean, and you relatively did it. I mean, the first year it was, you know, everybody trying to get in there, and I think y'all, in my opinion, y'all probably had a lot more support than what y'all thought you would really have as far as teams and stuff. But, you know, how did all of it, you know, come about?
You know, I knew this was going to be a very popular thing in the competitive barbecue community. Several years ago, when I was on the board at the KCBS, I dreamed of this tournament format across the country, and it was sort of out of the box thinking because it didn't involve existing events, because there was no cohesive string to tie all those together financially, sponsorship wise. It was going to take, you know, a major player to come in like Sam's Club to be the backer, you know, of this. And at the time, I was working for Southern Living Magazine. I was on the Southern Living Barbecue Tour, and we had just hired MMA Creative to be the PR and marketing agency of KCBS. And Mike McLeod is just, he sort of got my vision, you know, what was, you know, I saw for the future in general in competitive barbecue. And I got a phone call one day from Sam's to do some videos, some PR videos for their website. And so I went up to Bentonville and filmed those things. And lo and behold, MMA and Mike McLeod was talking with Sam's about doing this tournament. And they needed someone to sort of host it and manage it for them. And I just sort of fit the bill for that. Sorry. And, you know, so, you know, that first year, you know, I'd been on the road quite a bit with Southern Living for 4 years, but nothing like the road I went doing that for. I was in that motorhome for about 10 months, lived out of it. And yeah, I wasn't surprised at all at the reception that the barbecue community gave that. I knew it was going to be a big hit. Because, you know, one of the things that I really wanted to see is this tournament focusing on the competition. And, you know, I think we've done a great job of that. I go to great lengths each weekend to create an equal and fair competitive environment. And I duplicate that environment every single weekend, you know, down to the number of porta potties that we rent. You know, everything is exactly the same with the exception of the parking lot. You know, we have the same electrical infrastructure, the same water supply on the side of the building. You know, that doesn't sound like a big deal. And it's, the water supply is not a big deal out west or the Midwest or the North, but you get down the Southeast and that's a big deal to a lot of teams to have to go get water, you know, but we're really limited in the infrastructure that we can provide because we can't take the parking lots over until after the clubs close on Thursday nights. Then we have to be out of there by 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And, you know, so we have no way to plumb water and it's worked. And what I have found, and I've got 57 of these under my belt now. What I found, if you let teams know ahead of time what they're getting, and there's no surprises for them when they arrive, they adapt and they're okay with it. And it's worked out really, really well for us.
Well, I know, it's like I said, you know, having Sam's as a backer is a big deal because I believe every single barbecue team out there goes into Sam's for one thing or another for every contest. And mm-hmm. you're talking about that water. You talk about that water issue. Well, you know, we've learned that if water's going to be an issue, you just buy more aluminum pans.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's kind of funny because me and a couple other teams are in it. We look at how many people are going in and just buying pans. Oh, they ain't got no water. Come out there with a stack of short pans, stack of long pans, and welcome to the club. You know, take stock and look full and be done with it, you know. Get your money back.
And you know, when I was competing, you know, one of the things I taught in my competition classes is, you know, cutting down on things that you like by using disposables, you know, and using those disposable pans, you know, cut out all your dishwashing. The only thing I ever used in competition that were not disposable were my knives and tongs.
Yep.
And, you know, and I had enough of those to carry home and wash. And so I never had to wash, you know, dishes at a contest. Of course, I competed by myself, too. I didn't have the luxury of having somebody there that could help me, you know, wash dishes. That leaves you with needing drinking water, you know, at a contest. But, yeah, it's such a great partnership because most of the teams that I know do buy a lot of their weekend supplies at a Sam's Club all across the country. And it's so convenient to have that right there in the parking lot at the club and with teams being able to go in and get their meats, their supplies, their foils, their you know, anything they need is right there with them.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, like, the, you know, having a Sam's parking lot, I know you're under leather and everything. But that, like I said, having it in the Sam's parking lot, I mean, you're already there to buy supplies. So if you hadn't bought them before you left, that's a good thing because you've got, you know, 50 yards in the store. You can get whatever you want to. Like I said, I believe every barbecue team out there has a Sam's membership. And if you don't, you need to get one. But they carry everything you need for it. You could do a whole competition and not take anything to there if you're going to Sam's. When you start talking about drinking water, you know, you start talking about drinking water, take bottled water. You know,
that's right.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, I've got 2 5-gallon of camping jugs that I'll take to a contest.
Mm-hmm.
If I start washing my tongs and stuff, I'm like you, you know, very little things really need to be washed. And a lot of things that do need to be washed, like your tongs and knives, use them one time and they're done. You know,
mm-hmm.
So
right.
you put them in the lug, go on the sands, get you a couple of bus lugs, put them in there, take them back home and wash them when you get back home. So it's, you know, it works hand in hand. Like I said, I was lucky enough to make it regional up in Hendersonville. And like I said, each step up, is, you know, they just take care of you that much more. So it's more of an incentive to do well in the locals, to make it to the regionals. And then, you know, haven't been to a national yet, but hopefully, you know, take it one step at a time. Hopefully next year I can make it to the nationals. But, it's very well run, and I will commend you. It has got to be the longest award ceremony in history.
That is so funny. Here's the deal. I've sat through, you know, hour-long award ceremonies as a competitor, and gosh, I love the Jack Daniel's Invitational. But my God, that's a 2.5-hour award ceremony. And, you know, but no, I'm famous for being on time, saying what I mean, and meaning what I say. And when I tell you awards are going to start at 4 o'clock, my God, I'm sitting there watching the second hand tick, and they start at 4 o'clock, and they average about 12 minutes. And
Yeah, I think you're close to about 7.5, but I'll find it. It's funny, you can tell who hasn't been to a Sam's Club Awards because they're bringing chairs. And I'm like, dude, it's going to be 10 minutes till we walk them back. I'm not lying. They go, no, that is us. Yeah, I said, if you clap, you don't miss the next call.
That's right. Hey.
Go.
I tell people at the cooks meeting, you know, hey, if you're a minute late at our awards, you're going to miss the first category.
That's right.
And, you know, and I don't wait. You know, it's 4 o'clock, it's time to get going. But, no, we're excited. We've got some new cities we're going to this year. We're going to Seattle, Washington for the first time. And that was one of the first events to fill up. For us during registration, we've still got a handful of of openings at a few cities. We've still got 10 openings in Tampa in a couple of weeks. In a couple of weeks. I've got some in Albuquerque and Lexington. And we're actually reopening up registration this Friday for teams that have already signed up. We're going to allow teams to sign up for a second contest starting this Friday to fill those openings. We tried to do the series last year with only allowing teams to compete in one local event, and we had two or three events that didn't fill up, and we need to fill those spots. So we took a hard look at it over the winter and decided to reopen registration and allow teams to sign up for a second, which we could fill those spots. The teams can only qualify for one regional. So once they qualify for a regional, if they're signed up for another local event, they're only competing for cash at that second local event. If they happen to finish in the top six at that second event, we're going to pass their regional spot down to the next highest team.
Right.
And, we're way ahead of schedule with registrations from where we were last year, especially from our judging registration. Although we've still got judging spots open in several locations, we're way ahead of schedule on registrations for those.
I'll be honest with you, getting into the Sam's Club was a whole lot easier this year than it was last year.
We had an issue for 7 minutes, and I refer to it as the 7 minutes of hell last year. One of the things we try to do with the Sam's Club series is never try to make the same mistake twice. You know, we learn from our mistakes, and we had some technical issues that caused that problem last year, and we went to great lengths to increase bandwidth, to server space, all kinds of things to keep the servers from bogging down, and I haven't heard from one person that had an issue with registration on the technical side. Had some disappointments that some teams couldn't get into some of the events because they filled up fast, but my God, we registered over 500 teams in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was. I think last year I'd like to get a count of how many computers went through a window or out the front door in that 7 minute span. How many laptops were turned into frisbees? I really thought it was my computer just shut down, and I was ready to kick the hell out of it. I mean, it was nerve wracking on this end too.
and I was in the same boat. I mean, I was as frustrated as anybody because I want things to go smooth. I want things to be done right, and it was a tough night for us, but we recovered from that and fixed our problems and had a great smooth registration process this year.
Now, do you ever see these things like having more competitions anywhere, where instead of doing five in the region, maybe doing six in the region and cutting back down the top five?
In order to do that, you've got to have more weekends.
Right.
We already take up 31 weekends during the year, and, you know, we're going from the middle of February to the middle of October, and there'd be very few places in the country where it would benefit us to do this during the winter.
Well, you got 21 more, and how many weekends you need off?
and most of those 20 weekends or weeks are spent planning the year ahead and, you know, recapping the year before. I do take some time off in the wintertime, but it's a well-needed break for me.
Well, barbecue just put something out there. You know, I ended my season like right before Thanksgiving, and I don't start up for a couple more weeks. And He did his, I think, at the Calhoun and stuff. He put out, well, it was nice to just lay back. I don't have to worry about working and getting ready for a comp and doing all this other stuff. But like he said, ready to get back up in the saddle and see my buddies again, see our friends. And, you know, we always stress that, you know, barbecue is just, you know, one big family.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, from coast to coast. I mean, you never really meet a stranger. You know, I've got several good friends in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, a few down in Florida, you know, a couple in Alabama. Yeah, I kind of stay in the Southeast, but still it's just, you know, that's 75% of why me and my wife will travel to do these things is to see the people, meet new people, and, you know, hang out and have a good time. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you, I've been bored the hell of back sitting here at home the last 2 months, 2.5 months, and you know, I look at some of these contests coming up, like, you know, Lakeland and stuff, and I'm like, you know, chomping at the bit, and my wife's like, well, what do we used to do on the weekends? You know, we used to have fun. Like, yeah, we went barbecuing, so, you know, let's get back up and start riding it, babe.
Yeah, you know, I tell people I've got the best job in the world, and the reason, one of the reasons because I feel that way is all the people that I get to be around on the weekends. And, you know, when I competed, you know, like you, I was sort of around a lot of the same people, you know, each weekend. And because we would go from contest to contest. Now I see a different set of people every weekend, and it's enabled me to make friends all over this country. And, you know, and I'm a foodie. You know, I love food, and it's enabled me to taste a lot of local flavor that, you know, I would probably never get to, you know, a chance to do in my lifetime. And so, yeah, that's a big, big part of it for me and for everybody.
Yeah, I was trying to throw you a little curveball up there at the one up in Hendersonville because I had my cereal griller shirt on when I went up there trying to find out where we're at. And you kind of looked at me kind of weird in the beginning, like, the hell are you doing here? I don't see your name on the thing.
It's funny. Teams will it's funny. The southeastern locations we're at, teams will show up on Thursday afternoon, even though we don't load in till you know, Friday morning. But teams will show up on Thursday afternoon. You go out on the West Coast, and those teams won't show up until after, you know, lunch on Friday. I'll be sitting there in an empty parking lot at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. And, So
that's when you start to try to figure out if you're at the right Sam's Club or not.
But,
you know, like I said, around here, you know, Thursday night's a big thing around here in the Southeast, you know.
Sure.
You know, about half the teams will show up. And, mm-hmm. you know, they get to do a, you know, potluck dinner or something, you know, and Friday night we'll try to do the same thing. We'll all go out and eat somewhere or something. So that's the thing, all getting back to, like, the, you know, like the big family thing, you know, everybody kind of just sticks together. I mean, you're competing against a guy, but, you know, it's a friendly competition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you do anything that you can to help your neighbor. I don't know how many tongs or barbecue sauce or rubs. I'll put it to you this way. I got a couple of buddies of mine. We're cooking in Cleveland. And Butcher Barbecue started sponsoring me, David Buska. And I got some injection. I got through injecting my brisket and my pork. And they were wanting to try it, and I had some left. I said, here, try this. This is what's left over from mine. So they ended up finishing brisket, and I finished third in brisket. But I did beat them in pork, but not by that much. But then they beat me in overall. So you tell me what kind of friendship that is. I told them after that, y'all are making your own stuff. Y'all are – you start making it, you know, I'm done. My work's done. So, but, you know, these guys have been struggling. They've been at it, you know, 2-3 years and just, you know, just missing it here and there. And that really put a big boost in them. And, you know, hopefully they'll do a few more this year and get to see them some more. But I mean, I'm just getting around. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, it doesn't matter what state you're from or anything. It's just, you know, going out there having a good time and seeing new people. Like I said, the first year, you know, I was in Sam's, you know, it was kind of a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you know, see ya. And you're like, damn, appreciate us being there or whatever. And then, you know, next year, you kind of tell how things are ran. Like you said, everything's on clockwork. And I know you stress a little bit when you're loading teams in there, you know, to fit in certain assigned spaces. And, you know, you're looking for a rig this big. Next thing you know, it's 15 feet longer. And you're like, well.
Yeah, it's a big puzzle, you know, I'm putting together each week. We have such limited space. And, you know, the parking lot being different every week, along with the rigs that are brought in, are different sizes each week. And, yeah, I'm just sort of looking at as they file in, the pieces of the puzzle that I can, you know, fit into that parking lot. So, yeah, it's a challenge each week, and we do the best we can to get everybody the space that they need and just fit them in.
Well, another thing I like is most of these Sam's Club have a gas pump right there by there, too, so that kind of makes it real convenient. You know, if you leave to go eat dinner somewhere or something like that, you can just go ahead and top off the fuel tank and, you know, wait till the next day. I do like, you know, all the rules are pretty well, you know, written as far as quiet times and all that. However, you know, last year at Charleston, somebody wanted to go look for a plug-in in the generator and shut everybody down for a little while.
I mean, that's
getting under your skin.
I make those comments at the cook's meeting because I don't open that generator door for a reason, and that's the reason. You open that generator door, it shuts power down to everybody.
And then I have to ask you to leave nicely.
Yeah.
It probably seems like it's like at 4 to 6 on Friday evening, you know.
Right.
You can't have really half the team there. Everybody's got to be there, set up, ready to go, and boom, lose power. But you know, I'm sure you go, you have quite a few of those from time to time, and it's just how we deal with it. I mean, sometimes you just got to sit back and laugh and say, you know, I can't fix stupid people. So what's is there anything new this year in the Sam's Club? I know last year,
you
know, prize money and stuff, and you know, everybody jumped at the chance of that. So
yeah, you know, we kept the same prize money for the year that we had last year, the same payout schedule. We really got a lot of really good feedback over the way that we paid overall finishes, you know, in the Sam's Club series at the local level. We reward those teams that finish in the top six that are moving on to the regional real heavily. And, you know, we still pay out top five in the categories, but the bulk of the prize money is for those overall finishers that are moving on. Then at the regional level, the top 10 move on. And those top 10 all get checks. And so got a lot of really good feedback over that. So we continued that for the year. And but we are always tweaking our processes and things. No major rule changes or anything from the series side of things for this year. And so we're just looking forward to getting started in 2 weeks.
If I'm not mistaken, if you've had a class, you've given a class, a barbecue class coming up, aren't you?
Say that one more time now.
Are you giving a class coming up, or did you just give one? Or
I'm doing a class this weekend in Nashville. It's not a competition class. It's a hands-on class for the backyard guy. But I've had a lot of requests to do a class like that from a lot of people that I run into, so I normally do a competition class at Young Harris at the resort there this coming weekend every year, and this year I've decided to stay home and do this backyard class. So I'm going to miss the GBA. I'm going to miss the GBA event this year, and I hate that because I really enjoy that event.
Yeah, I'm. This is the first year I'm not cooking in it. It just got to where, you know, I was trying to cut it down to like two competitions in February, and I was going to do my my SBN one over here, my Delta Wine and Swine. And then when some Mark's time, she's putting on a really good one down in Perry, Florida. It's kind of a
yeah, that's what I hear.
GBA/KCBS. So we're going to try our hand at that, and she's coming on a little bit later to talk about it and everything. So I'm looking forward to get some more info on that, get some info out to other teams about it. But
sure.
I thought I saw one of your posts and stuff that you were doing some type of class. Now, does it last longer than 12 minutes? Does it last longer than your awards?
It does, yeah. It lasts Friday night and all day Saturday. So, yeah, it lasts longer. Well, listen, I've really enjoyed being on tonight. I feel a coughing episode coming.
Okay.
And so I'm going to have to run. But hook back up with me after the season gets going, and we'll do a live shop from the Samsung event one night.
Oh, that'd be great. They're all getting some live streaming video cameras, too, so that's even going to be better for Sam Club. Maybe he can do award ceremonies, a couple of these. And, you know, we're kind of looking forward to working with Sam's Club and you on some of this stuff. And, you know, everybody's
sure.
going to the computers to get the, you know, get the award ceremony, see who's moving on as quick as possible. And maybe get a few of the other contestants out there to call in and put on their phone and to where we can listen and see what. I mean, everybody be, you know, it'll be like the Jack and the Royal. Everybody's just going to be sitting there right at the phone or their computer trying to listen and see who's moving on, who I got to compete with next week and all that stuff. I had a lot of requests saying, well, you know, in the past, you could actually see which teams were in it before it filled up. And but a lot of teams switching, saying, oh, shit, that's going to be a tough field. I'm going to move over here. So I know that's a big reason y'all did that, just so people just go ahead and sign up and, you know, quit being chicken crap and, you know, cook what you can and move on or don't. But like I said, you got all the top teams in the country are in it. You know, of course, it always clashes with something here in the Southeast. So I've got a computer. I got a conflict on my scheduling I've got to work out in case I make it to the regional. If I don't make it to the regional,
I'll pay.
Anyway, well, Troy, it's good to have you on here, and I appreciate you being on here as long as you have been, because I know you've been under weather and hope to get better soon. You got 2 weeks, and you got to be out on the road.
That's right. So, well, Jim, I appreciate it, buddy, and I appreciate your radio show and all you do for barbecue.
Well, I appreciate that, Troy. And coming from you, that's a big compliment. So we'll look forward to you out up there, and I may be calling you around April or something and plug in one of your contests.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. So that was Troy Black from Sam's Club Series, talking about everything that's going on this year and new things, and hopefully we can get some of this live streaming going on. If Mr. Mass is out there, he can listen to that. You know, we'll be trying to get some live feed at some of these contests so we can see exactly who's going to be in. Now, I have on the line now the great, most awesomest cook I know of in the Southeast. P&P is their name. Actually, it's Pick and Porkers. How you doing, Roger? Hello, Roger.
I'm sorry. it's when you're sitting here for a while. you have to take care of certain matters.
Yeah, well, like I said, I had to get Troy on there, and we had a glitch last week. I think he tried to call him last week.
I'm not complaining a bit. Troy, I love listening to the guy. He's done a bang-up job with the Sam's Club series. And Troy, if you're still listening, thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for what you're doing for barbecue.
I mean, it's just great that, you know, to bring something like that, a competitive series, kind of like, you know, every other sport's got their playoffs and stuff, and that's pretty much what this is. And like I said, it's brought big money to the sport of barbecue. It's brought a lot of attention to it. You're just going to see more and more teams. I don't think you're ever going to see barbecue die. It's just it's worldwide, so, and it's just gaining steam. But, you know, like I said, I was trying to find, you know, the vision behind all this and everything from him, and you know, how they got the wheels in motion to, you know, make this happen. And I know every team out there that competes in these are really glad it's there. And you know, especially if made it to the regionals or the nationals, especially, you know, to partake in all that. And y'all made it to the nationals this year, didn't you?
Yep, we made it there, and we had an absolutely great time. Our scores were, well, let's just say they were less than I expected, but that's competition. But, yes, the Sam Club folks really put on good, even, fair, and I'm going to say a standard procedure throughout the levels. I've really been impressed with the whole thing. And I hope to get to go back to Bentonville again this year.
Yeah, I'm I'm at the region up in Nashville, Nick Clark making Bentonville, and I hope y'all make it back too. I hope we'll see y'all there. But you know, they roll out the red carpet at the Nationals. I mean, I just saw pictures of Facebook, just people, you know, locals, you get little bags, and next one you get a little bit bigger bags, but at the locals you get these flat carts full of everything you'll ever need. To cook a competition, even then some. So, I mean, they really roll the welcome wagon out, and then you roll it up to your rig and unload. But, now, yeah, we were talking about the water issue and all this other stuff. Like I say, you know, you got water issues, well, you got sense, but I'll just go buy some more aluminum pans and rock on with it, you know?
Well, Troy's right, though. They were good about giving advance notice. Yes, it's a little bit different than some of us southeastern teams are used to, but I knew what I needed to do when I went into the program. Now, of course, I got a motorhome, so I'm one of the many lucky folks right at the moment, because when I first started doing competition barbecue, no one had a motorhome. My bathroom was the most popular site on the whole site, and so it's just amazing how barbecue has changed since 2007. But going back to the Sam's Club situation, we knew up front what we're heading into. They told us plain and clearly that, you know, the water was an issue. And Troy's right. When they say the power comes on at 12, it comes on at 12. When they say it's going to cut off, you know, at a certain time after awards, it gets cut off. But they've got a show to put on the road, and so they've got to bundle it up and go on to the next destination.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, people got to realize, you know, that Sam's does not close down for us to compete. So, you know, they're still trying to make money while we're there. And, you know, they're trying to make everything work, but, you know, there is a limited time that we can be there and, you know, compete and everything for them. And, you know, like I said, you're always going to be on asphalt. That can be good or bad depending on where you're at. If you're in 110-degree heat, then that's not a good thing, but. But, you know, they do try to find some pretty level spots for us. You know, and like I said, the you know, they welcome you and Sam's and all this other stuff when you go in there. It's you know, if you forgot something, they've got it in there. And, you know, anywhere from the meats to anything. So, you know, I like having a store that close just in case you forget something.
Well, a phrase I'd like to, I've used it often talking to other teams, particularly new teams, and I tell them, you have to remember, we are here for Sam's. Sam's is not here for us necessarily. We are a marketing effort on Sam's part, so it's up to us to treat the place properly and also treat the customers nicely, and perhaps we're not going to get front row seating here, but we're a marketing tool for Sam's, and don't forget it.
Well, I mean,
it helps.
You know, people, there's a lot of people that go to Sam's don't know what we're all about. But, you know, I think more and more, you know, you're getting more and more public involved in this. And as far as I'm concerned with the barbecue, there's nowhere to go but up. I mean, you got so many new teams coming on board, which is great. You know, but a lot of people giving classes. You know, it's just an up-and-coming sport. Now, if you look at this same sport back in, say, 2003, it's been climbed 10, 13-fold since then. I mean, it's just ballooned, and it actually gives something where, you know, the whole family can go do it. which is very hard these days. And, you know, you can get away from all the computer games and all that stuff and come out and you know, enjoy real life. And, you know, you see several families out there. And, you know, like I was telling Troy, you know, all of us on Thursday, Friday nights, you know, we'll all get together and cook something or, you know, if somebody needs something, forgot something, we're usually there, you know, Johnny on the spot with it, or something happens to a trailer or, you know, whatever. I don't think there's any more loyal friend than the barbecuer than anywhere in the country to do the things that a lot of teams do.
We're pretty loyal to the effort. You know, we cook in Greensboro. Unfortunately, they moved the Greensboro cook to Asheville, and now they're struggling to get teams out there. But Marcia and I are really into this. We're cooking in Asheville. But I'm also trying to judge some other competitions around the country. And we decided to go as far as Phoenix. Not Phoenix. But Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we're going to fly on out there and judge that competition. And it's stuff like this that we particularly like because I like to go anywhere I can, and I really love to judge barbecue competitions, but especially love to go to different barbecue regions and get a taste of the local profiles.
Right.
And we're probably one of the lucky ones. My son works for U.S. Air, so that enables us to fly fairly inexpensively. And so I am so looking forward to going out to Albuquerque.
Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, Troy was talking about, you know, certain things he set up as far as, especially like the awards. You know, a lot of teams think we're kidding, but like I said, in 10 minutes, the awards are done for the most part. And the way that's kind of cool, because, you know, you've been cooking a while, and you kind of expect that from fans. You got to get out of there pretty quick. So, you know, why not just have a short sweep and get the hell out of there? And so you can get on the road and, you know, fans get that parking lot back, and, you know, I kind of like it.
There's only one thing I can say about Troy and the awards. He does it right. I mean, there's just no hype, no nothing. He lays it down on the line. This is who did what. Thank you for coming. See you next cook-off. And I'm not going to much see that than some of the other garbage we'll go through with all the things. We've got about 20 minutes worth of all the things. Of course, we thank these people, but Troy does it right. And so,
it's like thank you, teams. Thank you, judges. Thank you, Mike Lake, for following me around the country. You know, thank you, fans, for this thing on. Let's go. You know, and it's true. I mean, another thing I want to point out is Michael McDearman from Get Fired Up Foods, he goes to a lot of these and sets up and does grilling demonstrations and everything. And I think him and his company is an integral part of Sam's Club during his competitions because he really, really involves the public in kind of to what we're doing, kind of to grilling, you know, getting the whole outdoor experience and stuff. And, you know, my hat's off to him, too, for, you know, doing that. Promoting the barbecue, promoting grilling outside. I mean, it's just, you know, it goes hand in hand. And, you know, like what we do, you know, we'll cook. But, you know, hell, we love to eat stuff out on the grill and everything.
Oh, I love the competitions. I love the Thursday night stuff. Unfortunately, Marcia and I may have to miss a few Thursday nights this year because of business changes I'm having to make. But, my goodness, you know, the Sam's Club series, I really sat back and looked at that to see how many times I could get away. And I really want to judge more this year than cook. But it's just so wonderful that we had such a good group come on. But not trying to change the subject, what is your first KCBS cook this year, Jim?
I'll be seeing y'all.
Okay.
I'll be up in Kings Mountain.
Well, we're definitely going to be there. We'll be doing an SBN event first in West Columbia, South Carolina.
You said my first KCBS.
Well, that's true.
My first event's going to be here in Augusta in 2 weeks. And then I'm going to go down to Perry, Georgia, do that one with Audrey. She's supposed to be calling in here in just a little bit, talk a little bit more about that. And then I've got West Columbia. Then I'm off for a while, and I could go do an FBA in Thomaston, Georgia. I see how I do these in these first two or three contests. And, then it'd be Kings Mountain, then Lexington, and then Boss Hog and Lanier and Banjo BBQ. So they are holding. I don't know if everybody read on Facebook. Stop Doug Varnador from AB Beverage. So everybody listening across the country, the Papa Joe's Banjo BBQ that happens up here in Evans, where we had 65, 70 teams last year, $40,000 prize money. It will be on the same week in Memorial Day weekend, and they're just ironing out some fine details, mainly with the music and stuff, but he assured me that it was going on, everything's in place, and if you haven't been to it, it's one hell of a venue. It's only 3/4 of a mile from my house, so I really like it.
I bet you do. So they're doing Evans, Georgia again this year, correct?
Yeah, they're not going to move it. Their office is right across the street on the other side.
Oh, man, it was fine because the venue was absolutely out of this world. And anybody out there listening that enjoys chicken barbecue, you know, I'm going to put it bluntly, you're a fool to miss this contest. It's just a great venue, great people. Christy works hard on this thing. Well, it's crazy to miss it.
Yeah, Christy, and she does one hell of a job, and Doug's there to support her, and he's helped with setting up and, of course, backing it and everything. And so it's at a really, really awesome venue. It's at the Lady A Amphitheater. I don't know if very many people know, but the two guys and then Lady Antebellum, they went to school right over here about a half mile from the house, and they're from Evans. And they put up the money to build that amphitheater up there. So, it's a great acoustic sound amphitheater. It's wide open fields. And I will let everybody know this. The gate fees are going to be a lot less than what they were last year. So you're going to see a volume of people in there like you hadn't seen.
Last year was a heck of a bargain. I mean, those people came in. I don't know about a lot of the people that attended, but Mark and I unloaded all of our excess barbecue for free to people that attend the concert Saturday night. I mean, we brought pans of food out there, and we started feeding them like a buffet style. Those people must have felt like they were in heaven because we ended up, I think, third overall. But, and we kept a normal product. But, geez, if anybody's listening from that way, they really need to come to this contest. So you're telling me they reduced the ticket prices.
Yeah, they're going to go. Last year it was a $30 or $35 for a 2-day pass, no ifs, ands, or buts. This year it's going to be 10 or 15 each day, and they're looking for a big volume of people. Because that was their whole plan in the beginning was to get the community involved. And they know, they have these musicians set up, and, they were looking at, well, this is what you'd pay if you went to see them at a concert hall or a civic center or something. But he realized that, with barbecue and, being family-oriented, you can't really do that because all the kids and, teenagers and all this stuff. So they said, instead of charging a big ticket price, which we've tried and it doesn't work, we're going to knock it down, get the volume of people in there, get the community support. And, that's pretty much what Tryon did. You saw how many people were up there Tryon this past year. Get price down $10, and I mean the vendors were running out of food on Friday night. I mean that's how many people were there. It was just mob, and that's what they want. These communities want, and I stressed to them last year, if the ticket price, my own family wouldn't even come see me. I mean because they were so high. But given what they were looking for, I think they're all very well on the right track, and that's good about these promoters, like Christy and Doug, is they're willing to make changes to get the community involved, and they're going to actually reap more in the benefits because they're going to have a lot more people out there. It's going to make up for the price of the ticket. So, it's going to make just be a big family day, and I told Doug, I guess I'm going to cook twice as much barbecue as I did last year for vending. So, but anyway, no, that's a great event. If people don't know about it, need to jump on it. Hell, you know, we get Rod Gray and Johnny Trigg and Tuffy and Lotta Bull and Munchin' Hogs at Hilton and Pork Barrel Barbecue and, you know, y'all, Two Old Men and a Grill, Chatham Artillery, Holy Smokes, Cereal Griller. I mean, we go on and on and on and on. But it's you know, you get teams from all over the country out there. So it's a good weekend to have it. It's a holiday weekend. And, you know, most kids are out of school by then. So, you know, they put on some really good acts, too, you know, musician-wise. But, like I said, the venue, I think, was a really good venue. You know, the spread out is nice and grassy and decently level for the most part. And, but, yeah, it's a good event.
It is a national event, without a doubt. And we have good teams down there in the past, and also I'm sure there are going to be some good teams this year. And, you know, one of the things other cooks may want to listen to out there, and I'm not affiliated with any of these contest folks, but, you know, some really major, I say major in terms of important towns to visit here, but we've got the Lexington, North Carolina cook coming up, the Barbecue Capital Cook-Off here in North Carolina. And I'm not trying to push just North Carolina cooks, but then a couple weeks after that, we've got Kannapolis, North Carolina, with Jiggy with the Piggy Barbecue Challenge. And if you're a North Carolina team, you must do these two at least to get to be considered for the North Carolina Championship. I can't remember the official name. And there's also a good cook coming in Gainesville, Georgia. You got High Purse, and then you got Papa Joe's right behind that. And at least for us, we have Sam's Club not far behind that, where we're going to judge rather than cook. And then the Asheville cook-off, June 7th and 8th for Sam's Club. That's the one we're participating in. And then finally in June, we have the Tryon, North Carolina cook-off. So there's so many opportunities here for the Southeastern United States teams, and I really hope they take advantage of this. This is the first time in my cooking career that we've had 11 contests in North Carolina, and these folks need to come support them, make that happen, and try to take home a few bucks. But I really appreciate what all of these people are doing to try to make these contests help their own communities. And I'm going to help them in every way I can. But you know how work goes. You got to put work first instead of pleasure.
Well, like I said, you got so many new teams coming in, and it's really nice because I'm in a really good spot. You know, we've got between SDN and KCBS, you know, we've got several really close to us. And, you know, I can do 33 competitions in a year and not travel no more than 3.5 hours away from the house. So, you know, that says something right there. You know, North Carolina's got 11, which I think there's 7 or 8 of those I could do. You know, Georgia's got like 15 or 16. You know, that doesn't count the Carolina ones that we do. There's 4 or 5. There's 5 in Carolina, plus some SBN. And so, you know, it's a hodgepodge of barbecue competitions, barbecue sanctioning bodies. Like, so I'm going to do my first GBA. Coming up here at Audrey Evans thing, the Pigs and Wings down in Perry, Florida. That's a big one. So, you know, I'm going to be a little bit out of sorts having to cook a pork loin. But, you know, I've got some tips from a couple of buddies of mine, and I'm going to do a cook this weekend with a pork loin and see how it comes out. But you know, it's like you said, it's really nice to have that many events in your home state because, you know, with the way the economy is and gasoline prices and stuff, it allows you to do more competitions, which is what you really want to do without spending that money on fuel and being on the road.
I failed to mention, and I may have mentioned this in a previous show that you had called in, but we're going way out of our comfort zone, and we're going to do something really strange for picking porkers. And that is, we're going to do the North Carolina Steak Cook-Off in Wintrville, North Carolina. And I don't have a website, and I'm not trying to promote them, but I'm proud and really tickled because I've never done a steak cook-off contest in my life. not that is so centered on beef steaks. Our fine folks down here in Evans, Georgia, at Papa Joe's, now they have a steak cook-off, and that's kind of an ancillary cook-off, but this is the main money maker right here. And with the rules going on, we can live with it. With the money, we definitely can live with it. And so I would encourage anybody to just look it up. It's called the North Carolina State Cook-Off Championship. It's in Winterville, North Carolina, and it's held April 13th. And from the rules I've read and from what I understand, it's going to be run very much just like a barbecue cook-off. I don't think people are going to see their timelines change a whole lot. But if you think you're good at steaks, perhaps you ought to come try this out. Because I love the whole concept. It's new to me. Maybe it's old to everybody else. But I am so looking forward to that contest. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've gotten a, speaking of steaks, I got a prime rib recipe from a buddy of mine named Roger Wise.
I cooked that this last weekend.
A year ago for Christmas, and I had ordered that rub that you told me to order, Spice of Life. I put that on it, what you told me to, and it was one of the best prime ribs ever. And this past year, I had to cook a 21-pound prime rib. That was one meat. It took a little while longer. We had 30-something people eating on it. And every one of them said that was the best prime rib they'd ever eaten. And I did make a really, really good au jus with it. And then we had some friends over about 2 weeks ago, cooked another prime rib, same way. And all of them were saying, whole different groups saying that's the best prime rib they've ever eaten. So I'm going to tell you what, call Roger Wise at, if you need a good prime rib recipe, this is a prime rib steak eating fool right here. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you, it's, he knows his steaks. And, you know, I'm in debt to him about the about that prime rib, man. I'm going to tell you, you can't beat it. It's, when you smell the rub, it smells a little unorthodox, but it comes out good in the end. I'll give you that much.
It is wonderful stuff. I ordered another 5 pounds just prior to Christmas, and I think I've got 2 pounds left. It's really awesome stuff. And if it's permissible, and again, I'm not pushing these people, but I'm not a very good secret keeper either. So if it's all right with you, I'll tell whoever's listening where to find this and then try out for themselves.
Well, I hadn't used it on a steak yet. Like I said, I've only used it on prime rib.
Prime rib is where it's best at, in my opinion. I have tried it on steak, but for my personal opinion, I prefer I prefer other seasonings that I use, and one that I'm not far from putting on the market, so so I won't say a whole lot about it. But if folks will look, and I'm going to say this twice so you can write it down, look up Spice of Life. And again, folks, I'm not affiliated with these people. I'm just proud to tell you how good it is, Spice of Life. And I don't have a website, but if it's anything other than Decatur, Illinois, then you don't have the right site. But they really have some fresh spices, and this prime rib rub is just phenomenal. And so I've given this to everybody in the world, never thinking I would compete in prime rib in any shape or form. But look it up, and it's really good stuff.
Yeah, I'll second that. Like I said, I've used it for last year. By the time that I've cooked, and I mean, every one of them turned out really good. I like the little bit of crust it puts on it, and you know, of course, most people mix, you know, some of the outside in with the inside pieces, and I mean, it's a really good flavor. Like I said, me smelling the spices, I wouldn't think it'd give you that much, but you know, Roger told me to use it, and don't be shy, and you know, it's just you got to take that leap of faith. And I'm going to tell you what, it's going to shock you. Now, get on to
I'm really anxious to see what they do on beef ribs. I'm really anxious. I've yet to do it. I've never cooked a whole lot of beef ribs in my life. But I see recipes all the time. I hear people talk about it. But my idea of beef short ribs is not conventional, as I've come to find out. I'm one of those people that grill them hot and fast, and admittedly they are tough, but they have a lot of flavor. But I'm really curious to try this here, since I'm cooking beef short ribs on open flame, on the grilling, if you will. I don't know if the spice would work well on that, because it will burn with the herbs it has in it, but gosh, this is really good stuff. And I also use, for those people that were concerned about my pork rub I was in sauces I was using in 2009 and 2010, these people played a big role in that with their fresh spices. And gosh, man, I sound like I'm giving a commercial for somebody, but I have to really emphasize, I'm not. If there's any way I could get $10 out of them for sponsorship, I would do it. But this is really good stuff.
Hey, just give me a gas card. Well, you know, I was in a little competition last year, like for Masters, and Gary from Holy Smokes, him and Dion came over to it. And he brought me some steaks, and, you know, I'm in my trailer, so I don't really have steak rubs. And I said, well, I'll come up with something. I put it on there. You know, we sat on BS for a couple of hours. The steaks on the grill came off. And Gary's like, that's the best flavor on a steak I've ever had. And the main ingredient that he used on the tip was lousy seasoned salt. But I did put a couple more things on there. I told Gary I wouldn't tell anybody else, because he did take second up there at the steak cook-off up there at Benjoki with my rub and my marinade. So
Gary did.
Sure did. Took it right off.
Gary did not know that.
They took it straight from me from there and brought it over there. And Gary told me, man, he said, I almost got your first. What do you mean? He said, I used your steak rub and exactly the way you did those other steaks. And he said, look what we got. So it's kind of funny because Waylon beat him. And Waylon's another buddy of mine on Georgia side. So it's good to see a couple Georgia teams up there in the top instead of these Texas teams and stuff being in the state. Roger, we got another caller, 864-852-2359. Who do we have?
This is Brad. I was just hanging out.
I was going to say, I don't know who that was.
Well, I was looking for the 1109 number. He's calling in incognito, I guess.
my cell phone's dead. This is the house phone, of course, and we just got back in from Lakeland and just chilling out and resting.
So we're gonna be able to hear you tonight. We won't hear every third word.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about the brisket injection in my phone.
Well, you recently hit on brisket injection. In fact, I just saw on Facebook today. Our infamous Danny Kugel has got a brisket injection recipe. That's for his cooking team, or cooking class, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's for his cooking class. He's going to update that with all his recipes that he used last year. But I've been using butcher injection for a while, and I've had good luck with it, so.
And I'll put this note out there. Everywhere you see the Kill the Bees trailer, I won't have butcher barbecue product. Ask Brad. He comes by here on Thursdays and picks them up before he goes out. But I carry all the butcher product, well, I'd say 90% of them anyway, in my trailer. And I can save you a few bucks on that at a competition. So if you leave it or need some more or forget it or whatever, if you find me, I'll have what you need to compete with, I promise you.
Well, what y'all been doing this year? I've already done 3 competitions, and I hadn't seen y'all out at all yet this year. I mean, what are y'all waiting on?
Well, we're
the FBA category. You know, you're right down in the FBA country. I don't do FBA only because it's too far from my house. And, you guys are going to call me a Yankee if I'm not careful, but there's just nothing that's feasibly achievable from here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So I'm chomping at the bit to go out and cook. And our first cook-off this year will be in West Columbia, North Carolina, which is
South Carolina.
barbecue cook-off. So we're going to do that one. Then we're going to do a steak cook-off. And then my first real cook-off, what I call real, is Kings Mountain KCBS event.
I look forward to seeing you in Columbia. I hope to be down there. I think that's the third weekend in March.
You're not going to do the Barnett Festival, Brad? That's the FDA.
I got February planned out, and I'm good to have February planned out. So I hadn't even thought about March yet. I got Perry, I've got Augusta, and I've got Apopka, Florida. The first weekend, 8th and 9th, and then we've got Augusta, and then Audrey's event, Perry's.
Does the KCBS judging class count in Lexington, North Carolina? I'm at February 16th, so I'm going to cook for all those four judges, and that's going to be so much fun to cook some good ribs and nasty ribs. I love doing these judge classes.
What about your kitchen? Wasn't you working on an outdoor kitchen? Have you gotten anywhere with it yet?
Well, for the here at home, if that's what you mean to, are you referring to now?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't even started on that thing. And I'm not going to go into it here, but if you guys only knew the December I've had here health-wise, no. That's not even in the consideration. But Lexington, North Carolina, they have a judging class February 16th, and we've cooked that for the past 3 years. That along with Smoke This Folks. And we make a contest out of it, whether there's a contest going on or not. But they always have a good class of people down there, I think 50 or more each time. And it's just so much fun. Us and Smoke This, we park up our rigs next to each other, and they help us cook, and off we go. So I almost feel like I'm at a cook-off. We both know that the most we're going to make is $200 because that's all you're going to get as a fee from KCBS. That's fair enough. We have a good time. Plus, it's only 70 miles from my house, so I couldn't ask for anything better.
That's it. Well, Roger, just let you know, my outdoor kitchen's done. All right, Brad?
Yeah.
I know I'm going to have one, Brad. I just haven't gotten to the design stage, and thanks to your advice on my motorhome, I have not even gotten to the tune-up phase. So, you see, I got.
Well, you know, the one that I saw about in March is the Fire Ant Festival, and Robbie Royal from Rescue Smokers, he's one of the, I don't know if you call it organizers or whatever for that thing, but it's a big event, and it just happens to be on the same weekend as the SDN one in Columbia. And even though I do several events a year, I do have a couple more conflicts in my schedule this year than I did last year, so we're just going to see how things play out, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But that was one I really wanted to do, and I really wish one of them would change the weekend on that so I could do both of them.
No, but, Ashburn and what?
Ashburn and Columbia.
The March 22nd,
23rd? Yeah, ESPN and Columbia the same weekend as the Ashburn one.
What about Port Royal? Are you going to Port Royal?
No, I'm not going to Port Royal. I'm kind of staying around here. I've got my SDNs I got picked out I want to do. And I may go back up to Spruce Pine. I kind of like the area, you know.
Yeah, I liked it up there, too.
I think it was a little fun event. It being their first year, went off pretty good. I think they need load teams in a little bit better, which they said they would. It's going to be, you know, as you come in, they're going to load you in. But,
there's this guy that runs a cabin place in Linville also, and he'll actually trade you a room for barbecue. That actually happened in North Carolina.
I was
just kidding. He was serious. And I gave him two big old pans of barbecue, and he let us stay there for a month.
I want his name and number.
Is Mountain View Cabins.
Mountain View Cabins?
Mountain View Cabins. We found it next to Linville Caverns.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill, North Carolina. Okay. What weekend is this, Pat? I know Spruce Pine was on my radar at one time, but I deleted it.
I'm not sure. It's June something.
July 19th. Yeah.
July 19th?
Yeah, July 19th and 20th. It's the week before Maggie Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the weekend before Maggie Valley, and you mean July. Okay.
Yeah, July.
Well, maybe we can make that. Greenwood, and you're a fool if you miss Greenwood, July 12th and 13th. So,
I may be a fool this year. I don't know if I'm going to do that one or not.
Oh, come on, man. You got to come up there. You know, even if you don't win, that's one of the places you got a good.
Even though it's only an hour away from half, I got to see what I do at the beginning of the first half because. Yeah, we did pretty good last year competing. We're definitely in the red after the end of the year, but I just really don't want to go in the black, so I'm going to see how we do, which, you know, we kind of got some new recipes. We were tweaking I did chicken practice cook.
Wait a minute, Gene. You're talking to an old accountant/financial-type guy here. How can you be in the red as well as you did last year? And this is almost like...
My red is I did pretty well. You know, I came out ahead of the game. One reason why is because, you know, I do it halfway low budget. I don't go too far away from the house. So, you know, I can do a competition a lot cheaper than other people can do it. And, you know, we won 7 reserves last year and 4 grand. Competition, so we did pretty well. Plus several top fives. I think I was only out of top 10 out of 30 contests. I was out of top 10 maybe 4 times, 5 times. So we won money just at every one of them we went to. And so, you know, if we have another good year like that, especially if we start off, get out of the block, kind of fizzled in the summer, but picked back up in the fall. So we ended the year pretty good. And you know, we'll see how it goes.
We all get into this knowing full well that if you break even, you have really done well. Last year was my worst year as far as breaking even. First year, I've been deep in the red. But that's okay. I'm making some adjustments this year. And, yes, for those that know me and know that what I preached against, I never have like cooking classes, but I am breaking down. I'm actually attending someone else's cooking class this year. I know. I always swore I would never do it, but I'm going to do it.
You going to Tar Heels class? Never mind. I'm sorry.
You want to come take my cooking class? I'm good. $750. Come on. I'll tell you what I did in 2009 and 2010.
Whose class are you taking, sir?
All right, Rod Grace. I'm going to take Rod Grace. I was trying to make up my mind whether I really wanted to answer that. But, yeah, I decided if I'm money down on somebody, I'm going to take Rod Grace.
I'm taking Rub and Three Eyes' class in March.
That is not a bad alternative, and don't be surprised if you're going to see my old bud up there.
Most of those are top-notch classes. I have taken Rod Gray's and Johnny Troop's class, so I know what Roger's getting into, and it's a really good class. He's very methodical about what he does. He's sharp as a tack, and you know, his flavor profiles just seem to consistently hit. So I mean, he puts a good product out there.
What Rob and anybody else is not going to do is that Marcia is putting on dirty martini classes at each of these kickoffs, and her fee is $800 per person.
Well, that includes dirty dancing, too.
Well, Marcia says that. She's pretty provocative when she dances. That's why I have to get somebody else get on in there.
It depends on how many of those dirty martinis she has.
Now, may I let her get on and defend herself? time we're talking about something she knows a lot about, dancing and martinis.
She's got to be around this group that she hangs around. I mean, between Smoke Death, Steel Mini Grill, and us, and several other teams. I mean, y'all been around a while doing these things, and, you know, it's great friendships, but I got to admit, you know, she when she decides to tie one on, she'll tie one on. But it's funny. It really is. I enjoy it. I'll put it that way. I'll stop drinking just to watch the show, but it's a lot of fun. And it's funny to watch a lot of these other teams that have been doing it, you know. Greenwood comes to mind thanks to Brad last year.
That was the wildest I've seen you, I believe.
Yeah, I was pretty tough. Well, it was a long day trying to get up there on Thursday night, and you just slam a couple adult beverages down, and before you know it, you're right in it. And, about 30 people in Roger's motorhome at one time. And yeah, that was a good mini over there on your trailer. And
yeah, if Roger had a new camper with some slide outs, we could probably fit 40 in there.
I know.
Well, we had enough in there this past contest down at Greenwood. But, man, you sure had a doggone. You look like a rock concert over there with your margarita machine and all that good stuff.
Well, see, something really bad happened was they ran out of tequila for the margarita machine. I just happened to have some apple pie, and it really went downhill after that. So they were making a frozen apple pie, and nothing good is going to come out of that. I don't think anything did. So,
are we going to the game this year, though, guys?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. We're going to do it again. That's why we cook.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, barbecuers are very resourceful when it comes to just about anything. So, you know, we had to make stuff what we had, and we didn't have any more tequila, so what's next? And but we had a really good time. That was one of those blowouts that you have once a year or once every 2 years or whatever. You know, Brad's been hanging down with some Florida boys, and I know they tie one on Saturday nights, and they really like to stay over, and, you know, that's their fun time on Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it, Brad?
Yeah, Sunday night. Well, Saturday night, yes, is our fun time. I get to hang with Rub every weekend. I didn't get to hang with him much this weekend because he had a pretty heavy vending schedule. Me and the Damon Woolley with the Woolley Bully Barbecue Mafia set up next to each other, and I got to meet Parrot Head Smokers from South Dakota. He come down there with a Horizon smoker. I got there at 5 in the morning. He's asleep on the asphalt next to his cooker. And, you know, I think this is some old drunk guy or whatever. And he whooped our ass Saturday, too. I think he was 5th overall. Parrot Head Smokers, I had never met him before, but he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, they were really tough in chicken a couple of years, last year or something.
I think they were second in chicken this weekend or something, but they done real good. That was 5th overall.
Yeah, they're a strong chicken team, so to speak, in KCBS. So. But, I mean, I would like to see Florida start creeping up a little bit more into Georgia. I really would be able to change their things a little bit in their contests and stuff. Cause I really think he could be a really good another sanctioning body, and you know, I think, in my opinion now, and I may be overstepping my bounds, but you know, if they can get away from those finals and stuff where you got to cook all that extra meat, and you know, add a category to drop on them, put something else in there. You know, they've got a good thing going. Georgia's got a lot of barbecue teams. I mean, a lot, and it'd be good to see another sanctioning body step up to the plate, and you know, give some of the other teams an outlet. We call it dirt tracking, but, you know, hell, all those dirt tracking teams are doing very well in FBA and KCBS. So, doing different types of sanctioned body, like, you know, like Roger's going to come down and do the SDN. Kind of gives you a good warm-up, you know, especially in the beginning of the season. So, you know, you get your times right, your flavor profiles right and everything, and maybe work out some kinks in the smoker that you might have. But, of course, people like Brad's, I like 8 under the belt right now. So, you know.
What about the Sam's Club Second Chance? Have y'all talked about that yet? Did you and Troy talk about that?
Troy just talked about that. He said that if you make it through on the first round and you do have another one, then if you do the second one, you just you're just going for money. And he's just got to pass it down, which is no big deal. I mean, that was understood before.
Do y'all think if you don't make it in the first round, will y'all try to jump in on another one?
Well, if it's not full, he's want to, because he said they've had enough time to fill up these contests. And his thing is they've had adequate amount of time, so anybody that wants to jump over to another contest, they still got to do the first one they signed up. The main thing they want to do is fill these contests up. He wants 30 teams. And if that's the only way he can do it, you know, he's not really taking anything away from anybody else because they've had a month already to do it. By then, it might be 3 or 4 months. So, like I said, it'll give another team maybe another chance of getting in on it.
Are you planning on signing up for another event?
No, I wouldn't mind doing Asheville, but I'm going to do Lincoln, North Carolina. I was in that last year and had to buy out because we had a death in the family, and they held my entry fee over to this year. So,
whoa. Say that again. You want to do Asheville, but you'd like to do Lincolnton? No.
Lincolnton, North Carolina is the same weekend as Asheville.
We'd go do the Sam's Club all day long.
Well, I mean, I know, but I'm already in the Sam's Club in Charleston.
So you tied in Charleston.
Yeah, I got in Charleston. I could do the second one up in Asheville, but I'm already in Lincolnton.
Lincolnton is a good – don't take what I just said as a negative. It's just a good cutoff. They really work hard up there to give a good event. But I was taking that as you were trying to do Sam's first in Asheville. And, you know, that one shot, I would have to go with what's the future possibilities?
I'm going to Louisville, Kentucky.
Why?
Why? Kentucky because the only KCBS competition I've ever done well in was in Kentucky. And because Kentucky is a beautiful place, and I want to go up there and hang out in the little Blue Mountains. And
that works for me. That's this is to be fun.
It was pretty. Yep. I like the environment, and we got lucky in Kentucky, and I'm gonna go back and try to get lucky again.
I know. I can imagine. That's why Myrtle Beach used to be special to me, because it's where I get lucky, and we know the story on that. And so I want to increase the heat on that idea as the months go on to make teams avoid that place.
So, Roger, you know it's still number one in your heart. It's just in a different place.
Myrtle Beach, no. The only thing I know, I like stuff in a different place, but I'm washed up.
I should have played my exit song. Is going to be I'm Wanted, Dead or Alive.
we'll just do some more of what we're kids out, throwing some more sewage on the ground.
Yeah. But now I wouldn't mind doing Asheville. But like I said, I'm already in Lincoln. Like I said, they transferred my last year's entry fee into this year, so I'm gonna do that one. And I'm already in Sam's. So I think, well, see, the other thing too is if I go to Asheville, then the regional is all the way up to Chesapeake, Virginia, and that's, you know, I strive to stay within so many hours of the house, and Nashville is a whole lot closer than Chesapeake, Virginia. And, you know, if I make it, I'll make it. You know, if I don't, then, you know, I've got other contests I can do.
If you do well in, if you're one of the top six in Asheville, your happy butt will be up in Chesapeake for the finals.
I know. That's just it. That's next. I'm 5 more hours away from Chesapeake than you are.
I know. But, you know, Chesapeake is a great cook. I've cooked up there in both. The local KCBS contest and the Sam's Club deal. But what you really need to do is make the drive to go see the meat. Central Meats. That's it. Thanks, Marcia. But the place is just awesome. They support barbecue teams like you wouldn't believe. They've got every barbecue rub and sauce in the world. And Richard will put you in a butcher's coat and a and a hat and run you back in there and the meat where they process the hogs or meat or whatever you want in the day. And if it's a purchase of meat, they'll let you rummage through every case they've got to find the most perfect cut of a brisket or pork or whatever it is you want. So Chesapeake, Virginia is a must-go place, and also his place is a place you just got to go to. They really support the barbecue community.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'd love to make it up there. And, you know, I know there's another one that we talked about that was the same weekend as Myrtle Beach that I think Rob Marion went to and Mike Richter and all those. And it sounded like one hell of an event that weekend. Sounds like a vacation weekend. So,
old time, and I'm a lot older than these parts, but they treat you like old-time butchers. You get to go back and see what it is you want. They cut it. Just whatever you want to do, they're there to make you happy. And here again, I sound like I'm promoting someone, but I just love to scream the good things about teams and or customers that we've run across on the barbecue trail.
Well, like you said before, there was certain events that you really like to do every year, and I know Boss Hog was near and dear to y'all, but I think y'all going to be doing Kannapolis this year, which is a lot closer to home. And you know, I don't know if Bob and I guess Steve and all them are going to probably be doing it too. And we really look forward to the Boss Hog. It's a great event held by, you know, some great organizers and stuff, and we've met a lot of friends. Last year I think we had 8 teams in on our Friday night fiasco is what we need to call it. and everything, and I mean, it was just, you know, you go to these things, and I mean, the culinary skills of some of these barbecuers out there is just surpassed even bigger and better than barbecue, and it never ceases to amaze me what people come up with and bring out there. It's really, I mean, it's high-end restaurant quality food. And we're just out to eating in our own styrofoam plates and plastic forks and, you know, a couple beers here and there. And, you know, before you know it, 6 desserts, 4 meats, you know, 15 sides. You know, it's a really good thing to going on. And like I said, anytime we don't get to see y'all, you know, we kind of miss our North Carolina buddies. But like I said, I'll be up in Kings Mountain and Lexington to see y'all.
How do you miss Marshall?
Whether you want me to or not. You just like Marsha?
Yeah, I just miss Marsha.
Yeah.
Me and Marsha had a long talk in Cumming, Georgia. And, you know, she would make an excellent therapist. Because she tells you exactly what she thinks. And, you know, she ain't going to lie to you.
And how many martinis has she had?
Oh, we lost count. I mean, we don't keep up with that petty stuff.
That's the truth serum right there.
You're a little bit trying to get in your head all the time. She's already in your head, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, she doesn't wait for anybody when it comes to stuff like that. So, but you know,
I don't know what stuff like that is, but Marcy will mess with you in a heartbeat.
Everybody loves Marcia. Everybody knows Marcia that's cooked over around this area, and she's a great steward of barbecue and adult beverages. I'll put it that way. And if you don't drink,
she's known better. It's a hell of a night when she's known better for her martinis than barbecue prowess.
Well, if you don't drink when you meet her, you'll be drinking afterwards. I'll put it that way.
So,
she'll make sure you will not go thirsty.
Oh, absolutely. So, that's why I charge 10% up to my competition budget, because I'm actually going to give all my liquor away.
Well, you need to start taking donations.
Yeah, if Marcia had a tip jar, it'd be dangerous.
Yeah. Here's the joke. I mean, you mean the jokingly, and I mean this jokingly, but here's the truth. when we used to start, when we started cooking, we, you know, we're all in this situation. On Saturday afternoons, you get all this barbecue left. And we're sitting here thinking, what are we going to do with it? There's no way in the world we can eat all of this. Don't want to eat all of this. And so we started giving away to the public. Well, there was a $400 meat budget just thrown up into the air. And it finally hit us that if we just put a little jar out there on the table,
yeah,
and put a sign in that says, please help you, you know, something like the barbecue is free, but please help us with this expensive budget by giving us a small donation. And so we put a jar out there, and I always put in a dollar just as a kicker. Sometimes I put in five or whatever. And it was amazing how much money we could draw in to help offset these competition expenses just by relying on the public's honesty and give a fair tip. And we used to pay for our meats at least in these competitions. Now, I used to say, Marcia, put a few martinis out there and let's see how well we do. And we decided we'd better not do that. But that's amazing. So that's an idea for anybody listening. Just put it out there. Don't expect payment because people really don't like to take anything for free. The average person doesn't. Unless, of course, they're on public assistance, but don't get me off on my political beliefs. But it's amazing how people really will step up to the plate and help you out with what you're doing.
Yeah, it's well, like I said, just don't do that at Halloween because you'll end up with one customer and he'll have all candy. But
I said, kids put a penny in the tip jar.
That's it. But, you know, but like I say, you know, you get people that really understand what we go through, you know, and if they sit back and just think about it a little bit, how much meat you have to cook, you know, how much time you got involved. I mean, 90% of the judges out there don't have no clue on what we do. You know, really, truthfully, every judge that's cooked with me thought they had a clue of what we go through. And you know, they always see the end result. You know, we've already had to go out and pick out our meat, and I do a lot of trimming at home and, you know, stuff like that. They just see, you know, after a meat inspection from there on. And it amazes them on how much we have to go through even from that point forward. And I said, you know, competition starts for me on Tuesdays. You know, cleaning the trailer out, you know, usually Sundays, you know, after we get back. And then, you know, Tuesday you're out buying the meat, doing this, doing that. And, you know, before you know it, it's here. And, you know, doing the radio show on Monday night, that takes one night away right there. So really and truthfully, I'm doing it, you know, pretty much 7 days a week. And but I love promoting barbecue. I love being on Barbecue Superstars. And, you know, I love all the guys that we compete against and have friendships with and, you know, have a good time. And, I mean, that's what it's all about. And, you know, I appreciate y'all's friendship, I think, if we're friends. But I know Brad likes my wood, and you know,
I love Tim's wood.
we've gone through some new hickory and pecan, and I think Brad's really liking that too. It's a little fresher, but it's just right at that perfect age right now where it's got enough dryness to it, it burns good, but it's got enough greenness to it where it doesn't burn slap up in a heartbeat. So you know, but we're working on that, getting that a little bit better. And like I said, having Butcher Barbecue come on board, and we're retailing for Butcher Barbecue, and we'll be at these sites, and we'll be displaying their banner and everything. So, you know, that's another way we can help other teams out. You know, I won't be mixing your injections or your rubs for you, George Boys, but I will sell it to you and tell you how to. You can just read the back of the label. That's pretty much how we do it. So it's they're all good products. They really are. And like I said, we appreciate y'all's friendship and everybody out there who's listening that we've met. You know, we just enjoy barbecuing. You know, we just like to have a good time and enjoy food and, you know, friends and, you know, be sitting at home every weekend.
What is his name? Bafka. And I did not know his name was pronounced Bafka until
Bafka.
I watched. No, Bafka, as he pronounced
it. Oh, is it?
Bafka. You look at one of his latest videos about how to inject a brisket, which I didn't need to see that, but I use David's products. And so yeah, when I heard it, I thought, wow, I must be a Yankee because I said Bafka. So, David, if you're listening, call in and get on with the program.
He was on last week. Where were you at?
Well, I'm last week behind, so what can I say?
Well, he's got a – I'll let y'all know. He's got a new product coming out. He's always been putting some blips out on it on Facebook. But he's got a new product coming out in about 3 weeks that we're going to – he's going to make the initial announcement here on my show probably in about 3 weeks. Of stuff, and that's what I'm talking about. A practice cook I did this week was with his new experimental product, and I got to admit, I was very highly impressed with what this did to a category.
Really?
And I'm not kidding you. I don't get impressed that much, but you know, this new thing he's got coming out, I didn't know what it would do. He kind of told me what it would do, but I'm going to tell you what, man, it was phenomenal, and I'm looking forward to it. I really want him to keep it a secret till next year, let me and a few other teams kind of, you know, work on this for this year, and you'll see what it can do, but he's going to get it out to all the teams here in about 3 to 4 weeks, so they're finalizing some packaging details and stuff, but all I can say is it's going to be impressive, and I've already used it. And I'm highly impressed, and I told him, I said, it's going to be like crack. You're going to have to get me some more. It's that good, in my opinion. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this year using that product.
I used the new Black Ops brisket rub this weekend in Lakeland.
How'd that work out?
Well, the judges didn't like it. Well, the judges didn't like my brisket. I really liked the rub. I really like the rub. You know, I have been using BBQ, you know, for all year, but I switched over to that Black Ops, and it's got a real. I think I over rubbed it. I don't know. My brisket injection. I mean, I've been using the Butchers, but the all jus I'm getting. I need to work on making my all jus better. Somehow. I need to practice at home. I need to practice. I'm doing a cook every week, and I'm not practicing any, and I'm slipping. I'm messing up. I need to practice some at home. And
well, I think in the Midwest and West, they use more of a glaze, but I think here in the Southeast, you've got to use a really good au jus to you know, keep competing. I had several talks with David back in August, and I was struggling in pork and brisket, and got a little help from another buddy of mine, and, you know, David came on board, and we worked it out, and I'll be honest with you, my brisket and pork were hard to beat towards the end of last year, and, you know, it's amazing how you just change a couple little things, and they just start hitting. I'd gotten away from Butcher's injection and went with some homemade stuff from another class here and there, and immediately when I went back to it, I mean, it was directly correlated with my scores. They started going up. And so I know a little bit of technique in there had something to do with it, but definitely the injections and a couple of rubs he had another big hand in it. So, you know, and that really made me a firm believer in what, you know, he's selling, the products he's selling really did change my categories around.
When you inject your brisket, you know, you get a good bit of excess injection on sitting on the top of your flat there after you get through injecting it.
Yeah.
Do you really wipe that away, or do you leave it on there? I've been leaving mine on there, thinking that was gonna, you know, add a little beefier flavor to the rub or whatever. But I've been leaving it on top of the brisket. I think my bark's kind of turned out a little mushy. I don't know if I did
it right there. If I'm not going to rub it right after I inject it, I'll wipe it off before I rub it. you know, you're still going to be a real white film on it. You're not going to be able to wipe it all off. But if you leave it real thick on there, some people say, well, that acts as a binder. Well, that particular injection actually acts as a barrier. And that's when you go get the mushy bark. But a little trick, which I probably shouldn't tell you this, but a little trick in hardening it back up is before about an hour before you go to slice it, stick it back out on the grill, open the aluminum foil up, let the heat get back to that bark, and it'll crisp right up.
Yes, got my gold nugget for tonight, everybody.
That's it.
I've been digging for Roger for an hour, and Jim finally gives me one. Roger's not drunk enough.
What hint did I? No, I'm not drunk. But what hint did I give that was of any benefit tonight? Because I'm in a mood to give a whole lot of hints right at the moment.
The spiceoflife.com, the proud
website. Oh, that's awesome. I wish I had some stock in that little app for you to say, and stock available. But yeah, definitely look them up. I will tell you the truth. I use them only for pleasure cooking, home cooking. But and I use some of their raw products like, you know, garlic powder, this, that, and the other, for making my own sauces and rubs. But yeah, good folks. I wish I could get a penny out of them. I just never approached them about that. But you know, you guys get back to butchers and nobody mentioned Fab. Nobody even mentioned Cosmos, but. Here's my official opinion. I've tried them all three. I can't put a washcloth over all three of them in terms of how they all work. And, gosh, I hate to say that, but that's the truth. I've used them all. I've used them extensively. If I had to give an edge to anybody, I got to go with David. I really do. We used him early on when we started cooking. And, if anybody takes the time to look at our 07 or 08 years, we were doing pretty decent with those people. And I'll tell everybody that I use them extensively. And Butcher's Barbecue, they were awesome. They really were. They gave me the results I expected. But like any decent cook team, you have to experiment, you have to look, and you have to evaluate what results you're getting. And right now, I'm totally undecided in terms of injections.
Well, I know with I don't know how the other ones work, but I know with David, when you call to place an order, he answers the phone. And so if you got any questions about how to do it, I mean, that man gave him the luckiest truckler of a black Angus beef butt. I mean, this man knows his meat. And you know, he's always studying it 24/7. He said he's done more practice cooks in between this season than he's ever done. So he's looking forward to a big year also. And on that note, we're fixing to get off the radio here. We're running out of time. So, Brad, you got any shout-outs before we
shout-out to Daryl Mass, Barbecue Superstars. He's the man. He's helped us all. He's helped us all out. Not speaking for you gentlemen, but you know, he's helped a lot of teams out, and he's always there for us. And he's put us on TV and on YouTube, and we've had a good time with Daryl. All the events he goes to. Stop it! My little girl's trying to paint me with a paintbrush right now. Well, y'all have a great night. And, say bye, Shelby. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, appreciate it, Brad. Talk to you later, buddy. All right, you want to give any shout-outs besides Spice of Life?
That's always worth shouting out. I honestly have to say, David, if you're listening, you've done an excellent job. What I said a little bit ago, you know, well, just remember, I'm an experimental phase. This guy's always helped me. Anytime I ever had a question, all I'd do is call, and he gave me the best advice at the time. And as far as the other advice, I have to agree with Brad. Daryl Mass, you did a wonderful job for barbecue. I hope everybody supports you in everything that you do, and the pick and porkers are always there to help you out.
Yeah, Daryl's really done a lot for barbecue. A lot of people don't know him. Some people think he's a little quirky, but you know, he's out here spending his own money. The only way we can support him is, you know, join Barbecue Superstars and be a member. But he's out there. He's promoting teams and stuff. He really wants to see every team sponsored, taken care of. So, you know, you don't see all these teams that are just, like, you know, broke as hell. He wants to see new teams out on the competition circuit, and he wants to be able to help them out and, you know, just keep the whole barbecue community together and everything. And he does a terrific job, and hopefully we'll keep increasing this media flow going to where, you know, his dream will come true, just like Troy Black's, you know, with his on the fan club. So, you know, and hopefully we can get those two together, and both of them can even reap the benefits from each other. So hopefully all that will work out too. But, Roger, as always, I appreciate you calling in, buddy, and we'll see you soon down there in Columbia.
Everybody take care. We'll see you, and bye.
All right, tell Marcia we said hey.
I shall.
All right, Roger, appreciate you calling in. Okay, folks, this is Jim Bird from Killer Bees Barbecue. We had a really good show tonight. We had Troy Black from the Fans Club Series and Roger Weiss from Pick and Porkers and Brad Kay from Lang Barbecue Smokers. All of them top-notch barbecue teams. Troy had some good things to say, and, you know, I hope people were listening on where Sam's Club was going. So, you know, like I said, it was a vision, and now it's a real-life thing going on, and, you know, all the teams look forward to it. So we're expecting a really big year in the Sam's Club. And on that note, like I said, I'd like to give thanks to everybody that called in. I know Audrey Evans from Barbecue Times. We got a big contest coming up in Perry, Georgia in three or four weeks called Pigs and Wings, GVA/KCBS format. If you haven't looked at it, look it up online, Pigs and Wings Festival. Also, Robbie Royal from Rescue Smokers, he's has to do with the organization of the Ashburn FBA event. It's called the Fire Ant Festival, which is a really big event. And then we have the SBN event coming up in West Columbia. So, got some good events coming up here. You know, not all KCBS, but we're here promoting barbecue in any way, shape, fashion, and form. Like I said, I'd like to thank Daryl Mass from Barbecue Superstars for putting me on the Monday nights. And hopefully we'll do you proud. And let's get some people join up this week. Let's make another membership drive and a lot of these people out to listen to stuff. It doesn't take a whole lot of money, but you know what? It goes a long ways when Daryl's traveling to these events on his own dime. It helps him pay for that. You know, your member, he's going to make sure he films you at a contest, and he's going to look out for you. And, you know, any sponsorship deals come through, you know, it's up for grabs. And, you know, if you're a member, you're going to get a good chance to get one. So give him a shout. Join Barbecue Superstars this week, and let's see what we can get going. That's it. I want to thank my sponsors, Royal Oak Charcoal, David Boska from Butcher Barbecue. Great products. I'd like to thank Southern Q Smokers, Scott and Tim for building my smokers, and Phoenix Printing for doing all my print work. Jeff Campbell, who won Reserve Grand at Lakeland this past week. Congratulations. With Wiki Q products, rubs, and sauces, can't go wrong with Jeff. He's a top-notch barbecue in the country. Also, I'd like to thank Greg from Fireside, Abro Kitchen Grills, who's been sponsoring me for 2 years, my first sponsor. And, you know, and everybody else that has anything to do with Killer Bees Barbecue, we appreciate the help. And until next week, we will be talking to you. what happened to my radio.
Did you get kicked off?
Oh, I want to get.
These are 10,000 receipts that are in that thing, and one of them is shut down, so I'm going to go.